This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Baghdad today, a high-profile success for an Iraqi army unit that rescued an Australian hostage. Douglas Wood was kidnapped with his Iraqi driver and translator back in April. The Australian government sent an emergency rescue team to Baghdad within days of Wood's capture. And an Australian Muslim cleric also traveled to the Iraqi capital to try to contact the kidnappers. In the end, it was an Iraqi military sweep of a Baghdad neighborhood that freed Wood. NPR's Deborah Amos has the story.
Douglas Wood was found tied up under a blanket in the back room of a Baghdad house. The rescue was a relief as well as a surprise to Australia's counterterrorism chief, Nick Warner, who'd been working to free Wood as part of the emergency rescue team.
Let me confirm with great delight that Douglas Wood, who was abducted on the 30th of April, was rescued earlier today. He's as well as you could expect him to be after enduring what has been 47 days in captivity.
Wood's captivity ended soon after Iraqi soldiers on a security sweep became suspicious of what appeared to be an empty house in a Baghdad neighborhood, said Captain Randy Green, the battalion's U.S. advisor. Reached by phone, Captain Green said the Iraqi commander radioed for permission to break down the door.
They busted that door down, and that's when the insurgents fired upon him. His guys jumped out of the way from the bullets, didn't get hit, didn't return fire, but the force that they came in with overwhelmed the two insurgents that were inside. They wrestled them to the floor. The Iraqis overwhelmed them.
The Iraqis still didn't know there was a hostage inside until they broke open a locked door at the back of the house, said Captain Green, who met Douglas Wood when the Iraqis walked him out of the house.
I introduced myself to him and told him we were going to get him home. He was very excited. He was almost in tears, I think.
Wood was rescued along with a 19-year-old Iraqi, also a hostage in the house. But the two men kidnapped with Wood, his translator and his driver, Iraqis Wood had met and befriended in Baghdad, were not found with him. An Australian embassy official broke the news to Adil Farhadi's wife, Mona Jassim.
They said my husband had been moved away from Douglas Wood a week after the kidnapping took place.
Five foreign hostages have been released in the past month. But this is the first time the Iraqi army has carried out an operation to rescue foreign hostages. Douglas Wood thanked them. His statement was read by an Australian official with an Iraqi general by his side.
It's a positive sign for the future of Iraq that Iraqi soldiers played such a key role in my release.
But at the same time, Iraqi soldiers and police are among the prime targets of the country's deadly insurgency. Hours before the successful Baghdad raid, at least 25 Iraqi soldiers were killed and 29 wounded. A suicide bomber dressed in an army uniform stood in a lunch line at an army barracks north of Baghdad. He detonated the explosives concealed under his uniform. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.